This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And maybe the best phrase you could use to describe what's been happening in Egypt is fast moving. Remember, just a week ago, there were no crowds in Tahrir Square to speak of. Tonight, Mohamed Morsi is no longer in power. The constitution has been suspended. And new parliamentary elections, the army says, are coming. We talked to a small business owner in Cairo on Monday about what he wanted out of all this, and he was pretty clear.
We believe in army. We believe in army. And we trusted them so much.
Now that he's gotten that, now that that's happened, what happens next? What happens to an economy after a coup, which is what a lot of people are calling this? This is obviously a story that's going to play out over the next couple of days and years. But as so often happens, if you want to know what's going on in the short term, you turn to the markets. Crude oil topped $102 a barrel today on the news from Cairo. It's up 5% so far this week. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith starts us off.
Egypt doesn't produce much oil, so why is the turmoil in Egypt rattling oil markets? Christopher Knittel is a professor of energy economics at MIT.
Egypt controls the Suez Canal and a number of important pipelines in the area.
Around 4 million barrels of oil go through the Suez Canal every day from all over the Middle East.
The only other way is coming around the Horn of Africa. Now that is going to add weeks to the transport of this oil.
That's oil analyst Stephen Shork.
The longer the oil sits on a tanker transiting the ocean, well, your costs go up per day. Your fuel consumption to move the vessels goes up. It's going to cost you a lot more to get that oil to the market.
The markets are also worried that the political upheaval in Egypt will spread, says Jim Bushnell, a professor of economics at UC Davis.
Kind of spillover risk that unrest in Egypt could signal unrest in other parts of the Arab world that are oil producers.
It's all speculation for now, says Bushnell, but the implications are real. We're likely to see higher gas prices as soon as this weekend.
Usually when crude oil prices increase, the effects are seen at the pump very quickly.
The fact the U.S. is producing more of its own oil and importing less won't help, says Bushnell. He says oil is a global product, so any disruption in production anywhere affects the price of oil everywhere. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.